So, Zach?
Hey, Zach.
How you guys doing?
Go ahead, Bruce. I didn't see you.
Yeah, just talk about what these last 24 hours have been like. I mean, you know, to find out where you're headed and flying across the country and meeting these people for the first time, it's got to be quite a whirlwind.
Yeah, it's been amazing. I didn't get picked that first day, but at the end of the day, I'm very happy being here. And it's been a whirlwind the past 24 hours. I think I got drafted around 3:50 yesterday, and then I was on a flight at 7:15 out here. So it's a lot of fun, and I'm really looking forward to the season.
There's a lot of speculation last year about how the Stanford offense would do without Andrew Luck in there. For you and the way you produced, do you think you showed teams more by the virtue of playing without that type of quarterback?
Yeah, I think we lost a lot of playmakers when Andrew left. I mean, we had Owusu, Fleener, and Whalen, and I just kind of looked at that as a big opportunity, and I think it was a lot of fun this past year, and I think I did very well.
Zach, the route running, does that just come naturally for you, or have you had to work on that a lot, and why does it seem so natural for Stanford tight ends?
I do work on it a lot. I think it goes back to my high school days with Brent Jones. He kind of came out and coached me my junior year, and I think I learned a lot from him, and I think I've just kind of carried it over the past 4 years.
Zach, how much contact did the Eagles have with you going into the draft? Were you surprised they took you, or what other teams may have been interested in?
I think all teams were interested except for maybe like the Patriots because they don't really need a tight end. But I met with the Eagles at the Combine. I had a great meeting with them, and then I worked out with Coach Williams about 2 weeks before the draft, and I thought the workout went really well. And I got a call from Coach Kelly about 5 minutes before they picked me.
Yeah, speaking of the Patriots, how closely have you been following the way the tight end position has developed in the league the last few years, and how do you think you fit into that trend?
Yeah, I mean, it's been crazy. I mean, you see Jimmy Graham out there against some of the cornerbacks. You see Jason Witten doing what he does, Tony Gonzalez, and I think it's amazing. And I'm just really looking forward to the opportunity.
Zach, how difficult was it for you in high school when, as a basketball player, you were told simply, you're not going to be good enough to play basketball, but football, you might have a good career ahead of you?
I thought I could have played basketball in college, but I think once I started lifting, my jump shot kind of went up. And then I think once I started playing football, I think everything just started very natural to me. I think it was a lot of fun with Coach Bergman over there at Monta Vista High School, and I think everything went well under Coach Harbaugh, and yeah.
Zach, do you watch a lot of NFL football, on Sundays, or do you know anything about the NFC East that you'll be playing?
I followed Jason Witten a lot just because he was my favorite tight end growing up, and I followed the NFC East very closely.
Jim Harbaugh used a lot of three tight ends this year's sets, and did you guys use that a lot or at all when you were at Stanford, and if so, how did you think it went, and what were the ways you were using that?
Yeah, last year we went no huddle with three tight ends, and I think that's the first time that's ever happened in an offense with at Stanford, and I think it worked out very well. I was used all over the field at Stanford, and I think that's going to continue here.
In your conversations with Chip Kelly and Ted Williams, what have they said kind of about what they want to accomplish offensively here and specifically how they want you to be used in this offense?
I mean, I think at the end of the day that all we want to do is win, and I think we want to put points up on the board, and I think they're going to put
thanks, Zach. Appreciate it.
A lot of people in good situations.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
All right, that is Zach Ertz, and we will hear from him shortly, Merrill, as well. We're going to speak to him over in the Eagles Draft Live room. So.